thought we were starting with Christmas music. I just said to Michael, okay, we're doing Christmas music. Yeah, right, exactly. Doesn't sound like Christmas. It sounds like some honky cat.
Hey, I'll tell you what. My favorite bump, this is like a Christmas gift.
Wait a minute.
Thank
Michael,
you, Dougie.
Michael, were you here yesterday?
No, actually, yeah, Michael, no.
Were you?
I don't remember.
So you didn't get the memo that related to what we are going to do to start our program each hour, half hour from
we
now.
We want only Good Day Christmas movies. Christmas songs.
Christmas
go find
movies.
Them.
Yeah, right. All right. All right. By the way, tomorrow, during the first hour, second hour, what is it? The second hour of Good Day Tomorrow, we're going to have the history of all of the popular Christmas carols, Christmas songs. That'll be what amounts to the 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock West Coast time. I will be doing that live.
Very fun.
It'll be full of... I get off the plane at 11 o'clock. By the time I get to my house, it'll be quarter of 12. So I'll sleep for a couple hours, get up, be full of vim, vigor, and vitality to enjoy Christmas. I consider Christmas to be a two-day event, and so do most other people. I think businesses, if you can find somebody to do business, to actually do business
today. I'm working today until at least one.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there's one business, CRN
Scrooge McDuck,
Digital.
My boss, is keeping us around.
Scrooge McDuck. Is he a big follower of Duck Dynasty?
He's great. He's fine.
Your
we're
going to
leave a little early. It's our thing. It's our tradition.
Yeah, that's nice. Everybody will be not doing... What he doesn't realize is nobody's going to do any real work.
Oh, no. We're going to hang out and
have
an eggnog and look at our Christmas toys.
Spike it.
Oh, good idea.
And
I
bet in that
it was all right.
In the record library, if you can find something that carries, actually, that you can put a disc on a turntable and turn around, I bet there's a lot of great Christmas music in that library.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. So here we are, thriving the day before Christmas. I'll be here live tomorrow on Christmas Day, continuing a tradition that I started pretty much when I was doing local radio. I can tell you, in the past 50 years of being on the air, at least 40 of them, I've been on the air on Christmas. And most of the other holidays, too. I've always felt that it was important to be here for whatever the reason on the holidays. So, and Christmas may be arguably, you can argue about the 4th of July, depending on whether you're a universalist or whether you're a jingoist, the essence of America is celebrated on the 4th of July. The essence of humanity is celebrated at Christmas time. And it really, you can say it has a lot to do with the birth of Christ, and yeah, okay, you can make that argument. I feel it goes much deeper even than that. There's something that overcomes us, and it's taken me pretty much until maybe yesterday or the day before to get into it. I had a great Christmas last year. And it kind of, all the pieces didn't come together until maybe 24, 48 hours ago, at least for me, thinking about what I was going to do, get on the plane, go see my daughter, spend breakfast, Christmas morning having breakfast with her, come back from L.A. and enjoy as much as I can here for the next week or so until I set out for parts. West
unknown.
Again. Yeah, unknown is right. Who knows what weather we're going to encounter. I'm giving you my reflection of what it's like for me at this time of year. More importantly, what's it like for you? Are you visiting friends? Are you visiting family? Most of the time, family trumps friends at Christmas, right? You go
definitely.
To your family.
Yeah.
Right, you know, everybody feels like family is the place to go. So you'll drive maybe 6, 7, 8 hours. Maybe you'll fly. I'm flying what amounts to when I go across the country. When you go in a westerly direction, it takes longer because you're going against the jet stream. So the trip from Boston to L.A., which I do, I don't know how many times a year, maybe 14, 15, 20, I don't even know. I've stopped keeping track of it. But whenever I go, it's always another hour when you head west. So it'll take me
6 hours
to get out to Los Angeles, and take me 6 hours to enjoy breakfast, take me 6 hours to do the radio program, 6 hours to do my daughter's breakfast, and another plane trip, but only 5 hours coming back.
Woo-hoo. But you know you're going to sleep on that plane coming back.
I probably will. I don't know that I'll sleep much tonight. It depends on what's on the movie box, actually, because I use... The movie box.
You know what the movie box is, right?
Yeah, the movie
box. Portable DVD player.
That's what it is, yeah. And so I use that to catch up on some of the television shows, most of them that you hear me talking about. I don't watch when they're on. The only thing I watch when they're on, and I don't even catch all of that, is The Good Wife. and once in a while an NCIS. And I have not seen, by the way, for the whole, I think I saw two or three shows at the beginning of the season. But other than that, Person of Interest, and that's been one of my shows, they moved tonight. And I keep forgetting it's on Tuesday night after NCIS, the Person of Interest is on.
Huh.
So my viewing habits have been fiddled with. I don't know, how many times does that happen with radio? There are a lot of changes this time of year, especially on the radio.
This is the time for those.
There are a lot of changes that take place first of the year. It's usually the 1st of September, the 1st of January, when most of the big changes take place. And there were people, I will tell you this, in terms of Thanksgiving, and for those of you who listen to us on the radio or listen to the radio in general, there were a lot of people this time last year who were saying, it's over. It's done, finished, cooked. And interesting,
you know, the people that say that are the people that are killing it.
Right. Well, but interestingly enough, more people listen to the radio now than ever before. And radio, in fact, is thriving. Our formula, which is conversation, is thriving. It took a dipper for a while, and it always does after election cycles are over, because we focus too much. We collectively focus too much on elections, and it's one of the real things that has to be dealt with in a way that brings people around to understanding that there is more to life than politics and discussions of elections and that sort of thing. I've wondered out loud why broadcast radio is thriving with all the competition that we have. When you consider podcasting, which is part of what we do here, take any of the 6 hours and, you know, play it back when you want to. Find it and play it back when you want to. But there are other things that are available. People who are just creating. Adam Carolla has done a great job with that. I use him as an example, but there are plenty of others. Tom Likas does a great job with having an internet only, not internet only, but an offline. What are we?
Yeah, no, he's internet only.
Yeah. And he's got 4 million listeners around the country and around the world.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what they say in the trades. A reported. Well, Tom's given to exaggeration a little bit. But he's actually, I find him to be.
Choked on my words there.
I like it. I enjoy his repartee on the air, and pretty much always have. Even when he and I were fussing when we were earlier in our career with each other, I find him to be a very interesting bellwether of what's going on. And there are a lot of other people who have specialty shows, or there are people who are on the radio that also do. Our program is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com. So the essence of why we thrive here, Jennifer, has to do with how we inform people. There's an entertaining quotient to our repartee. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan on in this hour of the Good Day program. But one of the best things that has come through to me, the comments that come from people about what great companions we are. People like us because they find us believable, and they find us lovable. They find us warm. They find us informative. They like our discussions. So that's the connection. We sort of set the mood, so say some, to the day. And I'm just sort of going through this now because at Christmas time, I believe it's time to take stock. Not necessarily Thanksgiving, but there's something about this. There's a magic to what goes on in this week between Christmas and New Year's. And we're all going to concentrate on what happened this year, what's the big story, blah, 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 what's the big music, and who are the best personalities, and yada, yada. More importantly, the job that gets done by programs like this, local programs as well as national programs, is the good stations that are a connection, if you will, an emergency lifeline when there is trouble. People can come to the radio and figure out what is going on. And more often than not, they'll tell you they're going to do that. The ubiquitous feeling that you get from having that at your disposal is kind of cool. I like it. And I'm hoping that you're going to find yourself engaged with us in the new year. Probably talk a little more about this on New Year's Day, but maybe not. Well, at any rate, Jennifer, are you going to be here tomorrow morning? I forgot whether you said you were or you weren't.
No, not tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Now, I will tell you that.
What an outrage. What?
No, I will make you this little promise, though.
Will you?
If, for some reason, the mice start stirring a little early,
really?
Then I might join you a little late. Does that make sense?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll see, but as of right now, probably not. Many things happening.
Many
Christmas
things.
Eve for me, and I feel sad, but I kind of planned everything around us not doing a Christmas show because this was the first year we were not going to do one.
Right.
And Christmas Eve for me is our big holiday in the family. Like, that's... Today is the day when all the fun happens.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I said this is a two-day holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can extend it between the two holidays. You make a week out of it or more. Pretty much from now until, what is the first Monday, the 6th of January?
Yeah.
Forget about doing any substantial business with anybody or collecting any money from anybody. Because the excuse is, well, we don't have it because nobody's sending it to us. The mail's
better.
Are slow.
Don't try to shake people down today or tomorrow. Right. You know, wait till the 26th if
you
have to.
Okay. No more shaking anybody. I'll be actually busy. We have lots of projects on the farm to take care of today. And so that's probably what I'm going to spend my time doing. And then, other than that, boys and girls, we continue with the focus on Christmas, and pretty much all of today and all of tomorrow will be about Christmas. Hello, it's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sugi Bogus. Sugi Bogus.
Sugi.
Sugi. All right, so we're going to review the top 10 novelty songs on the website thesoundsofchristmas.com, which you are invited to go visit and enjoy. Kenny Kessler put it together. There are thousands of songs. And so according to the counter that is able to, in some way, shape, or form, figure out how people are listening and what songs they're listening to. So this is number 10 on the novelty Sounds of Christmas angle. Do you have a separate place for this? Where are you just, they're all listed, Kenny? How does this work?
No, I just went through all the songs that have been rated and pulled out the novelty 10. Songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sugi Bogus, Mr. Santa, 1989. Crank this up. This is actually a pretty interesting song. This is fun. Mr. Sandman. This is after Mr. Sandman.
She was a big deal for a few years.
Yeah.
Old Sugi Bogus. Take your time when you unpack.
Mr. Santa, don't hurt your back. All right, so that's number 10 today on the Novelty Sounds of Christmas website. Here are the Chipmunks with number 9. Oh, my God. This is so annoying. I'm not going to listen to any of this.
Oh, come on.
No, this is...
I want to hear them say the
No, we're going to keep moving.
Scrooge.
Yep, Scrooge on this one. This is so annoying. Next is the Yule Logs. And a song from 20... Hi, Michael, don't be a smartass. North Pole 45789. North Pole 45789. You can call him up and talk to Santa any old time. So this was, what's the song this was a takeoff from? What's I remember, but I don't remember, Kenny. What's the song this is taken from?
Oh, it just went out of my head.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Jenny?
Beachwood. 457. Beachwood.
That's
457.
Beachwood, yeah.
I know. I was thinking Jenny too, Michael, but it's not the right
name. No, Beachwood. Yule Logs here from 2010. This is a cool song. Crank this up, Michael, for a second. There's a jolly attitude. This is good. I like this. Don't you like this?
I like it.
All right, one of our Christmas stars of the day, Joel Kupiski, responsible for number 7, Ground Control to Santa Claus, this year's
very
big
dramatic
news site is.
Ground Control to Santa Claus. Take your candy canes and put your...
You know what you can do with your candy canes, Jennifer? You're not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, I already did.
Really? Very nice. Here's another very clever radio disc jockey from Seattle who's done just a raft full of really good, sometimes perverted... how do we best describe these, Kenny?
Parodies.
Yeah, that's a good parody. Bob Rivers.
Perverted.
A perverted parody. The colored lights in done back in 2000.
The neighbors stop their cars and stare.
Very clever, this guy.
That was
very
me.
Clever.
I strap a Santa Claus on my moon. Plastic candy came.
All right, let's get number five here. The Holiday Express from 1997. Crank this up. Disco Santa. This is worth all the time you can give it, but I gotta keep going. We're gonna get all of them in. Riley, dear Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Forget this one.
Yeah.
Tom Lehrer.
Christmas time is here by
1959.
This approval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly. Mm. Fill the cup and don't say when.
The Bob's 50 kilowatt tree.
From a terrible storm.
This is not worth the trouble. And neither is actually the number one song on the Christmas Sounds of Christmas, the novelty song from Soupy Sales.
The service, watch out. Hold that when these bunnies too.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel. Coming right up, should some CEOs earn more per hour than their workers do per year?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with Vandenhoevel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. Should federal policy do anything about the way top CEO pay has multiplied from 20 to 1 to over 250 to 1?
First of all, I don't think that the executive compensation packages should be tax deductible. I also think that what the excessive, sort of obscene packages these CEOs get further enhance the speculative casino gambling that is part of the Wall Street culture.
Well, at least some of it is globalization, mm-hmm. where it's just these companies have a bigger market to play in, and the stakes are much higher. Mm-hmm. I don't totally discount, though, you know, what Katrina says. I mean, there in part could be a cultural shift, and, you know, maybe under public pressure and further examination, the culture would shift back.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Start to think about the happiest man I know. He doesn't mind the snow and he doesn't mind the rain. But all December you will hear him at your window pane.
Thank you, Michael, for finding this. This is good. Crank this up. Good Christmas. Way to start this half hour of good day. Christmas is coming.
The holly's in the window and the birds begin to sing. Now don't take time to worry, and don't take time to fret. And the more you give at Christmas time, the more you get. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. And the more you give at Christmas time, the more you get.
Christmas is a-coming, and the egg is in the nog. Please to give a friendly man a friendly little dog.
The egg is in the nog.
If you haven't got a friendly dog,
a friendly cat. A spy!
If you haven't got a friendly cat, may God bless you.
God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a friendly cat, may God bless you. Christmas is a-coming and the lights are on the tree.
How about a turkey leg for poor old me? If you haven't got a turkey leg, a turkey wing will do.
If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you.
I think there are more things to sort of be thankful for than a turkey wing. However,
they seem so meager.
The Christmas video of the day today. Watch this video. Actually, Meredith's daughter, Carlisle, found this, and she sent it along to me. This is a dog, and it's so perfect for Charlotte or other dogs that you know who are big into plastic.
It's like destroying plastic.
Well, just watch it. It is a very, it's perfect Christmas stuff, actually. Video of the day, lots of sounds and focus on Christmas today. The Doug Steffen Good Day program wants to know, do you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Both?
Really? How do you do that?
Well, I open with the majority of my family tonight, and then tomorrow morning, my parents and I exchange gifts.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends, on who it is.
Correct.
Are you a toy person? Do people still give you toys at your age?
Toys.
not
the kind that we can talk about.
Ah, perfect, Jennifer.
No, I typically don't get too many toys, but I wouldn't mind them because I still love them.
Really? Kenny, what about you in terms of your tradition? Opening today, opening tomorrow, when do you open?
Well, It's got to be tomorrow because Santa doesn't get here until sometime tonight.
Right. Exactly. That's what I always thought. I really did. I always thought, that it was way beyond any comprehension to open Christmas presents before it was Christmas Day. I thought it was bad luck to open Christmas presents before Christmas Day. So the poll question...
Maybe that's been my problem.
Do you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? A, Christmas Eve. B, one present on Christmas Eve, the rest in the morning. And C, Christmas morning. Our poll yesterday, how far are you traveling for Christmas this year? Let's see how far out we extended here. 43% of you said you weren't going anywhere. 24% of you said less than 100 miles. 12% of you said between 100 and 500 miles. 8% of you said between 500 and 1,000 miles. Let's see here. 6% of you said 1,000 miles, and 5% of you said across the country. So I guess I'm in that group. I'm in the minority, as usual. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, wishing you, your family, your friends, just a great, terrific day. Speaking of terrific, there's a terrific story at DougSteffen.com today about a girl in Tennessee who sent a letter to her great-grandmother in heaven by taping the letter to a balloon and then releasing it. She was very surprised when she got the letter back again. So what's the story behind the story of that one, Kenny? You saw that. You liked that. I love that sort of... This is a great story for any time of the year, but certainly now it feels better in so many different ways.
Well, she had been missing her great-grandmother. It had been, I think, about a year since she passed away. So she wrote a letter just to say, I love you and I miss you, and taped it to a balloon somewhere in a rural part of Tennessee and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And a short while later, like a few weeks, maybe a month, she got a package in the mail that was a response. And when she opened it up, the balloon and her letter was in there, and there was a little letter that said, thank you, and your great-grandmother loves you, and she's thinking about you, and it was signed Guardian Angel.
Really? Wow.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome? That really is. That's very cool. Good, good, good. That's for, they love those stories. This is more of the practical side of what Christmas is about, especially this year. Credit cards being hacked. Target, the story at DougSteffen.com. Credit card companies looking into new technology to keep what happened recently at Target from happening again. And in case you are not aware of the debacle there, and that's really kind of what it is, I'm guessing, and this is not because I want it to be, as a matter of fact, I quite like Target. I'm not a big shopper, but I have found over the last few years, especially because there's a Target store that's fairly close by, that they have a lot of good things and the prices are good. I'm not going to bet, but I'm going to venture a guess that if they can't get themselves around this pretty quickly, it's going to put them out of business, because apparently they knew about this. There's a lot of indications. We've had a lot of people, especially at Doug Steffen's social media, which is facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. People, if you want to review some of that, Kenny, with folks that may not have heard it, if you get some new things to add to it, there are a lot of people who now believe with good reason that Target may have known about this 2 weeks before it became public and still allowed people to encourage people to spend their money, because that's when all the retailers kind of make their money. And if they knew about it and exposed all these millions, tens of millions of people to danger, they're going to get their asses sued from here to eternity. They'll be done. Because there's no way for them to hide from this. And you can't have enough insurance to cover, especially if it finds, if it's proven that they didn't do what they needed to do in time, the insurance company just say, stuff it, we're not paying these claims. You knew about it and you didn't do anything about it. So what's the latest thought beside what the... I think this is a good story because technology needs to keep up with with the hackers, and probably some hacker designed this anyway.
That's right.
The reality is that some guy who was doing this has designed a system to keep other people from doing it. I'm going to guess that's what that story's about, right?
I wouldn't doubt it. And then he'll devise a way to beat it,
right,
and sell,
yeah,
it, to
sell it to somebody else.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Christmas.
On Twitter, and this is a lot of the comments that we've been getting this morning, Don says, what gets me is not that this happened, but that it took more than 3 weeks for Target to admit that it did. That's been a lot. Yeah, there's been a lot of that this morning that a lot of people are saying that Target knew about this weeks ago. But and Doug and I were talking about this earlier, that that I can't find a source for this, just a lot of people buzzing about it. So there's, of course, the conspiracy theory that somebody has it out for Target and has started this.
Could be
rumor.
Walmart. I said Walmart. It was me who said Walmart.
Actually, I think it might have been Ken who suggested conspiracy theory. Remember Sam Walton?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, that's right too.
To the Wayback Machine, but it's okay.
But we weren't serious about it then.
Now maybe we're serious. Okay, yeah. So Ken was joking. I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
It's just very curious that I see this all over, especially all over Twitter today, and I can't find any credible source that says that even suggests this is possible. So I don't know what to make of it. It's hard not to see conspiracy when you see that.
Yep. All right. So keep commenting if you choose. That seems to be the way people like the choice for more and more people is to send us quick comments, and so we'll relay them as we get them. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, December 24th, is upon us. Now that Christmas hasn't come and gone, but you can't really, unless you go buy direct. This is the beauty. Sometimes as we sell things, I have a company that likes to sell four or five products at a time, and I bring you those products, and you call the number, and you order them, and you get them. And we've been, for pretty much the entire month of December, having you think about what can you order from this cache of special products that we have from Chamonix that really are helpful to you in terms of gift giving. Now, it's too late because you can't get them in time for Christmas. But having said that, afterwards, you probably can. No, not probably can. But you'll be thinking about what to do. And I sort of was going to just give these things a rest today and tomorrow, because I don't think people are going to pay much attention to things that they can't go out and get their hands on today. You think that's realistic? You think that it makes sense? I mean, there's no way that people are going to get excited about calling a number and having something delivered after Christmas. I think after Christmas, you'll start thinking about it
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Or you'll be so tired and you'll be run down. You'll be like, I need that.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to pass on all of these conversations that would urge you to go do something today that I know you're not going to do. So why would I waste my time and yours? Broadcast time is very valuable, and we can use it to tell more stories like the following.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5% to 25% off at L1226 or 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is fantastic. Responsive.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Happy Honda Days are here. That's
That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. It's special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
13.5. For the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. I was just looking at my horoscope for today. An air of friendliness and cooperation will be all around you today, and you should be able to help many different people come together. If you try to focus more on what's good for others than what's good for you, it really won't seem like all that much of a sacrifice.
I like that.
I do too. And I certainly, that's what this program is all about, focusing on what you have, what you need, what you deserve. And so I think, as I look around at the gifts that have been popular, what people want more than anything else, I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else. For me, the kind of gift that I would like to have, mm-hmm. and this is a reflective point that you, I hope you'll use what I'm saying to reflect on what it is that you would like to have today that maybe is not something that's tangible. How many of you will give the gift of praise today, tomorrow, and do you do that year-round? Some of the things that are appropriate at Christmas are appropriate every day of the year. Praising, but appropriate, I use that word again, praise, because there are some people who are praised that do not deserve to be praised. And some circumstances, you know, we do it, we overdo it sometimes, I think, with youngsters. Another gift is the gift of consideration. Think about somebody else. When you attack someone or you criticize somebody, put yourself in their shoes. And I think you have a better understanding of the other side of the case oftentimes. This is something I never used to do, but I'm trying to do all the time now. Think about the other person. The other thing that you, I think this is one of the great gifts, frankly, conceding that you're wrong and apologizing. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. How often do you hear that come out of your mouth or somebody you care about's mouth? I'm sorry. You're right. In other words, if you say to someone, you owe me an apology, okay. That person, if they are big enough, strong enough, smart enough, loving enough, will say, you're right, I apologize. Because none of us are able to be perfect all the time. We all make plenty of mistakes. So just stand up and say, I apologize. That's something I could never do until a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago maybe. Here's the most important thing you can give, I think, the gift of gratitude. Never, ever forget to say thank you. And you know what? Don't say it like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean crap when you say it like that.
Hell, look me in the eyes and say,
thank you.
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Also, the gift of attention is good. Pay attention to what people are saying when they speak. Listen attentively. How many of you are good at that? And if not, attention, maybe you can be inspiring. That's another gift that really is very cool. Be an inspiration. Plant seeds of courage and action in other people's heads. All right? Personal presence, inspiration, attention, gratitude. That's what it's all about on Christmas.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She said, my name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?
This sounds like a tragedy waiting to happen. One of our listeners called. You can do that, by the way, if you'd like. 888
request and dedication.
Yeah, right. It's the request and dedication.
888-302-DOUG.
888-302-3684.
Who requested this one?
Who is this?
Listener John.
John. Listener John.
Listener John wants to send this out to his wife, Carol.
Do you want me to pretend to be the cheesy overnight person?
No, you can. Yeah, you can be Delilah.
Delilah. I like it. Or if you're in L.A., Karen Sharp.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. So, what's... Karen, what do we have?
Listener John called in and said, Carol, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and hey, I'm sorry for those little indiscretions with your sister Joanne. Here's Christmas Carol, now on The Coast.
Is that okay?
That's very good. 54 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Christmas Eve program. And as the tradition has it, we are invested and involved in Tech Talk. So as Tech Talk time is upon us, Shelley Palmer has not taken the day off. As a matter of fact, he has some last-minute tech-based gift items and ideas for you for Christmas.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton.
It's the
special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's Christmas Eve, which means many of us are scrambling for last-minute holiday gift ideas for our family and friends. If you're like me, a lot of your friends are heavy into tech, but already have everything they could ever want. So what could you possibly buy them? Well, think digital. They may already have the latest tablet or smartphone, but it's always a great idea to give them content for that portable media player. Gifts like Netflix or Hulu Plus subscriptions, or even a year of Amazon Prime, give them all the video content they could ever ask for. Even if they already subscribe to these services, these gifts will save them money down the road as they can add your gift to their current plans. For the techie who has everything, you can give them content well into the future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. Merry Christmas, everybody. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know, I was going back in my mind to what seems like yesterday, Black Friday, which was actually a month ago.
Like a minute ago, I think.
Yeah, right. And thinking about what I had learned about smartphones being used, tablets. This is, and wondering whether the Target debacle is going to, this last 24 hours push, well, it's actually about 12 hours left of shopping, push people to go mobile. The only problem with that is it wouldn't be delivered in time for Christmas. So people that are doing their shopping today are probably going to do as much local shopping as they can. But I just wonder how many of you changed the way you do Christmas this year and had yourself a mobile little Christmas in comparison to what you had last year. There was a gaming app that I saw that built a Christmas tree. People were using that, just hanging it. Here's a picture of a Christmas tree from a mobile.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.